It's Thursday, February 17th, 2022, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today. From Russia to your kids to deepfakes, the threats evolve. And Google and Microsoft reach beyond the operating system. This is the Business of Tech. Ukraine appeared to blame Russia on Tuesday for a cyber attack, indicating the online networks of its defense ministry and two banks were overwhelmed in what is called a distributed denial of service attack. An alert from CISA outlines how Russian state-sponsored cyber actors have targeted U.S. defense contractors for information about weapons development, computer systems, intelligence gathering technology, and all over a two-year campaign. The alert does not specify if classified information was obtained. Still, attackers have been able to, quote, acquire sensitive, unclassified information, as well as CDC proprietary and export-controlled technology, the alert said, by focusing on enterprise and cloud networks, prioritizing their efforts against the widely used Microsoft 365 environment. Google Cloud gave insight this week into Log4Shell. They are seeing 400,000 scans a day for vulnerable systems. The indication is that companies are very much on top of this, but this still serves as a reminder that the vulnerability will remain a target. In a survey conducted by Encor during the Log4Shell breach, more than 3 in 5 companies were targeted by software chain supply attacks in 2021. The survey also found that more tech companies were significantly impacted by software supply chain attacks at 15% compared to other industries at 3%. BlackBerry's data says SMBs are the increased target, as small to medium-sized businesses face an average of 11 cyber threats per day. According to the report, over 70% of SMBs have faced cyber attacks, and of those attacked, 60% are out of business within 6 months. In the news for parents, video games, too, are a space for hackers. Vice digs into how scammers are working within Roblox, hacking accounts and stealing virtual items for sale online. The term beamed is Roblox slang for getting hacked and your items stolen. And in shifting tactics for business, the FBI has highlighted how virtual meeting platforms can be used to trick organizations into sending payments to the wrong account. One of the three techniques outlined, using a virtual meeting where the criminal will insert a still picture of the CEO with no audio or potentially deep fake audio and claim their video or audio is not working properly. They then instruct employees to initiate transfers of funds via the virtual meeting platform chat or in a follow-up email. Why do we care? The headline feels like global warfare conducted online, lock your doors, is appropriate. There's a lot of actionable items here, from continued vigilance on Log4Shell to parents understanding their kids' tech. Let's focus on one in particular, the use of deepfake technology to create virtual participants in meetings. This is where the process is going to be incredibly important. If one can't trust even their online meetings, a lot starts to fail. Is the process specific to digital signatures, identity verification to access corporate meetings, distinct non-email processes for approvals? The answer is yes, and the solution involves clear design insight to make the tech work. Google has announced Chrome OS Flex, now in early access. This version is designed for businesses and schools and intended to run on old PCs and Macs, some of which date back all the way to 2009. The concept? Make a Chrome OS image on a USB drive, then replace the existing OS with Chrome OS. It's based on the same codebase. And on the Windows side, Microsoft has released their update to Windows 11 that includes a public preview of Android apps within the operating system. Included, too, are changes to the taskbar and notepad and media player redesigns. Google had another small announcement here. Their Smart Canvas, launched last year within Google Workplace, has been enhanced and now includes a pageless format for docs and the ability to summarize those documents, among other updates. In another small product announcement I wanted to note, BMW has rolled out Blitz, which lets technicians remotely help customers with everything from roadside assistance to troubleshooting their phone's Bluetooth connection using video from a live human with face-to-face interaction. Now, why do we care? It's a clear sign of the power of the application over the operating system. Google and Microsoft both are making the reach of their applications broader, thematically showing where the value in the chain is. That's my insight. There's tactical value in the offerings, to be sure, but that's the trend. I admit, I added the BMW story to not miss it, because it's a changing expectation of how customer service, particularly technical service, is delivered to customers. How is your help desk working? BMW's gives you a live, on-demand person via video. And last I checked, BMW charges luxury prices, too. When it comes to delivering cybersecurity services to your clients, there's a lot to consider, and even more at stake. Firewalls and antivirus don't provide enough protection anymore, and adding more tools to an already complex tech stack is expensive and difficult to manage. The Field Effect Partner Momentum Program, together with their award-winning security portfolio, solved these issues by making it easier for MSPs to deliver complete cybersecurity protection, unlock new revenue streams, simplify operations, and stand out from the competition. Learn more and connect with the Field Effect team today by visiting fieldeffect.com/MSPradio. Thanks for listening. I'm coming up on publishing deadlines. I'm just going to make it brief and get this published. I'll talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit mspradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.